For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. If it weren't for clinical studies, we would not have medications, we would not have surgical procedures, we would not have health care. My guest today is going to talk about clinical studies at UK and how you can pay it forward. Linda Rice is Director of Clinical Operations at the Center for Clinical and Translational Science at UK, and I asked her about clinical studies and how we can all participate. What is a clinical study and why are they important?
It's a scientific investigation to try to determine an answer to a question. Many times that's related to illnesses and treatments or medications and how we can better treat illnesses or find out how the body works.
And so I'm thinking about all the things that we seem to take for granted nowadays in everyday medicine that came about because of clinical and translational science and people volunteering for clinical studies. I'm thinking of things like diabetes care and hypertension care, other things that come to mind that we think that we need to be thinking about every day.
In this day and age, you wouldn't have an aspirin if it wasn't for research, up to as much as a device like a pacemaker. We have to start somewhere, and we have to make sure devices, medications are safe for human use and that they do what they're intended to do with the least amount of side effects. And so research is the very beginning and the process we use to get those things to market.
And many of us, if we enroll in a clinical study, we may have the misunderstanding that, okay, we're just going to sign up and they're going to study me. There's a whole lot more that goes into a clinical study than that. Like, can you tell me about what is an institutional review board and what sort of checks and balances are there making sure that everything is above ground?
There are many safety features that are affiliated with research studies. And as you suggested, the institutional review board is one of the first and foremost. We have lots of rules and regulations from the federal to state level, as well as our own institutional review boards that review and make sure that first and foremost research is safe and that participants that are involved are not mishandled and that the risks and benefits balance each other out. Anywhere from healthy participant studies all the way to someone who may have cancer and going through cancer treatments with research.
I'm speaking today with Linda Rice, Director of Clinical Operations for the Center for Clinical and Translational Science at UK, about clinical studies. So really, I think you, meaning all of us, you have a chance to be a medical hero by signing up for these clinical studies, and you are protected. Nothing untoward is going to be done with you or to you, but you have an opportunity just like a bench scientist or a clinical research scientist to contribute to medical knowledge.
That's very true. It's your way, in a sense, of paying forward or giving forward to folks ahead of after you or at the same time in the same time as you. You're contributing, and I like it because you're on the cutting edge. You know what the current philosophies are, what the current best medications to take or vitamins to take or whether a certain food product is better or worse for you. So there, being part of the research scene is very much a way to take care of yourself, I believe.
And I know a lot of times when we walk across campus, we might see a sign that says, hey, are you a smoker between the ages of 18 and 22? If so, we have this study. But for those of us that maybe don't get on campus a lot, are there places where we can find out about studies being done at UK that we might want to participate in?
Oh, there sure are. There are actually two avenues. One is actually on the UK website itself, and it's basically you go to the website ukclinicalresearch.com and just click on where it says current studies. You can go down that list and find studies that are maybe of interest to you if you're a healthy participant and you're interested in just being part of a study where they may be having you do a questionnaire or something as simple as just a quick blood draw. You can participate that way, or you can find studies that may be related to a disease entity that you may be experiencing, diabetes, Alzheimer's, etc. But those, you can go on that site. There's another one that's called researchmatch.org/UKY. That is an actual nationwide database or a registry that unites people who are interested in research and participating in active studies. It's free. You can register by going on that website. It's very quick to enter. You basically are putting your name in a hopper for a certain category, whether that be a disease entity or just a healthy volunteer. And what's nice about that is you're out there, and when a researcher is looking for people who, say, have Alzheimer's, he can go into that category and send you an email or a flyer telling you about a study that may be in your area or close by, and then you get to make the choice whether or not you participate. You, even after you make that decision, if you don't like what the study is about, you always have the right to say no. No one's going to twist your arm. But if you want to participate and get involved, those two sites are the best place to go. And I would highly encourage everyone, even those who are healthy and normal, to go ahead and get involved.
And Linda, is there anything that we've not talked about that you would want our listeners to know about?
Nothing other than I would just want to make sure people understand. I feel like it's kind of, in a sense, our way of paying things forward and helping science continue to grow and continue to learn. We wouldn't have a lot of the oncology treatments or cancer treatments we have today if people didn't participate in research. A medical device or any kind of medication has to go through research before it can be given to humans, and I feel that's our way to pay forward.
My thanks today to Linda Rice, Director of Clinical Operations at the Center for Clinical and Translational Science at UK, for talking with us about clinical studies and how we can all participate in making all of our health better. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.